Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. The text is the reading from Ecclesiastes. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, all of us here have or will have some occupation which has been or will be a major factor in our lives, defining us to a great extent as to who we are, how we view ourselves and how others view us, and also taking up a large portion of our time. After hearing this text from Ecclesiastes, though, we wonder if there is any point to our occupation. Is all our work ultimately an exercise in vanity or futility? Is our labor meaningless or meaningful? The answer given in Ecclesiastes chapter 2 is that from one standpoint, our labor in the end is meaningless. One of the main reasons given by many for why they work is to make a living. Yet no matter how well people work, all are still going to die. Others say, I want to do more than make a living. I want to build up my savings account. But what does a person take with him when he leaves this earth? Others respond, I'm leaving my savings, property, and possessions to my children and grandchildren. Here again, what the Ecclesiastes passage has to say. I hated all the things I had labored for under the sun because I must leave them to the one who comes after me. And who knows whether he will be a wise man or a fool. Yet he will have control over all the work into which I have poured my effort and skill under the sun. This, too, is meaningless. A person might say, I find meaning in my work because of the gratitude I receive from those to whom I'm rendering a service. But people do not always express their gratitude. Also, a person may be thanking you today and suing you tomorrow. Some think, I find meaning in my work because through it, I plan to achieve recognition and fame. Yet fame is fleeting. People often do not receive the recognition they desire. Sometimes history writers don't get their facts straight, and no one is irreplaceable. Therefore, we understand why our text reads, "So I hated life, because the work that is done under the sun was grievous to me. All of it is meaningless, a chasing after the wind." However, this conclusion once again is reached from a certain standpoint, the standpoint of a person who does not believe in God. The author of Ecclesiastes, who was a believer, is presenting the thinking of an unbeliever. This thinking, which is represented, is realistic. Apart from God, all of the unbeliever's labor ultimately is a chasing after the wind. It has no meaning. His work in the end is meaningless and futile also in this regard. Despite all his toil, he will not earn everlasting life. He cannot save himself from physical death, spiritual death, and damnation in hell. Such is the situation of the person who lives without God in his life, who remains unconverted and a slave to sin. We who believe in God, though, still sin. Our old sinful nature shows itself in those moments when we have wrong motivations for working. For example, greed, or merely to gain recognition and praise for ourselves. Is our labor meaningless or meaningful? Ecclesiastes 2 has provided one answer from a certain standpoint. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 to 10 provides another answer from a different standpoint. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. The standpoint of the speaker in the Ephesians passage is that of a believer, Paul, speaking to fellow believers. He presents to us wonderful good news. The first part of the good news is that we are saved from spiritual death on this earth and never-ending damnation in hell by God's grace through faith in Christ. Jesus earned for us the forgiveness of our sins and everlasting life with God, with his perfect life, his suffering and death on a cross, and his resurrection from the dead. Our salvation is free and certain. The second part of the good news is that we are God's workmanship. At our conversion, God made us into new people who are spiritually united with Christ. We were created in Christ Jesus, that is, in union with Christ. We are God's workmanship to do good works. We do these as new people, united with Christ, motivated and empowered by him through his word and sacrament. While we still sin, we are not slaves of sin. And the overall characteristic of our lives is following the Lord because we have been saved by God's grace, because we are God's workmanship. We do good works in large measure in the occupations into which God has placed us. God's will for this world, in part, is enacted through the faithful carrying out of our responsibilities. He uses what we do to his glory and for the good of others. This labor God prepared in advance for us to do. He planned it and assigned it to us from eternity, before the creation of the world. So, our work is not meaningless, but meaningful. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians, "Stand firm, let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain." Again, our labor in the Lord includes our responsible labor in our occupations. In the book of Isaiah, God promises us who are or will be proclaimers and teachers of Scripture that his word goes forth to people and will always have an impact. It will always accomplish what God wants and achieve his purposes. Therefore, rejoice. Our labor has great meaning. Why? Because of God, his grace, and Jesus Christ. In his name. Amen. Amen. Amen.